It's a schuss to be with you for Hasmada week. So I actually want to talk for a couple of moments about a yesod that's at the heart of a successful Hasmada week. And then maybe we'll talk about how that can play out not only this week and this year, but in years to come as well. You know, the Rambam focuses a lot on the Ikari Amunah. He is the one who put together for us the list, formulated the list of Yugam Ikari Amunah. It's not surprising in his Sefer Halachas, Mishnah Torah, the first section, Yesodia Torah, which is about the foundations of Torah, is mostly about most of the Ikari Amunah. There are a few that he saves for other addresses later in the Sefer. And there's one in particular that's at the core, at the even geographically, at the center of Hilchas Tshuva. The Rambam talks in Hilchas Tshuva obviously mostly about Tshuva. He tells us, he can talk about other ideas as well. And the center to Prakim, Prakim Hei and Vav, he tells us he's going to talk about one of the Ikari Amunah, one of the foundations of what it means to be a Jew, and that is Bechir Chavshus. And that is free will. It's in Hilchas Tshuva a lot to think about, but it's in Hilchas Tshuva probably in part because for the Ramban, the mitzvah of Tshuva, there's a lot to say about the following, but I'll say it briefly. The Ramban, the mitzvah of Tshuva is not mostly about looking back. Unlike maybe Rabbeinu Yonah, unlike maybe Rashi and Tainus, Tshuva, the Ramban, is not mostly about feeling bad about what happened yesterday, thinking what happened yesterday. It's not mostly the control Z. It's not mostly the undo button. For the Rambam, that also happens when you do tshuva, but for the Rambam, tshuva primarily is forward-looking. It's prospective. For the Rambam, the mitzvah of tshuva is the mitzvah of growth. The mitzvah of tshuva is the mitzvah of being a bigger, better, more ambitious Jew tomorrow than today. And having a conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, vidui, is engaging HaKadosh Baruch Hu in conversation about my dreams and aspirations and my growth process. That's the mitzvah seidaraisa of growing. Growth is the mitzvah seidaraisa according to Rambam. That is the mitzvah of tshuva. So it's not surprising that the very center of the mitzvah of growth is going to be the yesod of free will. Because at the core of the idea that I can grow and I can be different and better tomorrow, next week, next year than now, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me radical free will. I can really choose who I want to be and how I want to handle things. I'm not just a robot. I'm not just a product of circumstances. I'm not just I was born into a certain place, into a certain family, and therefore I is what I is. Absolutely not. The Rambam is very, very clear. In the fifth paragraph of Hilchas Tshuva, a person can mamish make choices. He says you could be like Moshe Rabbeinu, you could be like Yeravam. He says that is absolutely Iker and Aramuna. The whole idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has expectations, please, make yourself comfortable, have a seat. The whole idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has expectations of us and there are consequences, hopefully good consequences for good choices, that's all gebait. It's all built on Bechir Chavshus. Now, the Rambam has two prakim about Bechir Chavshus. In the first parak, he builds out this basic idea. In the second parak, he talks about a very famous kasha that actually comes up a lot in the parshas that we're laying out. No doubt you may have spoken about it. And I think it's something that brings us very much Lamaisa to Hasmada week. Even though it sounds like it's a kasha, interesting abstract kasha. And the kasha is, we laid last week, we laid again this week. You keep hearing about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mechazek Lev Paro, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, I'm making Paro tough, I'm strengthening his heart, he's not going to let you go. So wait, Bechir Chavshus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is deciding. I don't get to decide what I'm going to do. Paro doesn't get to decide what he's going to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes decisions. So which one is it? Is there Bechir Chavshus or isn't there? So the Rambam spends basically the entire parak talking about this question, more or less. Parak Vav Hilchas Tshuva. Ayin Sham, you'll have time to take a look. Very famous approach that he has. But Rav Zevin, one of the great, Shlomo Yosef Zevin is one of the Gedolei Yisrael of Yerushalayim in the mid-20th century. Fascinating. Unbelievable Talmud Chacham, a contemporary of Rishi Zalman and Priskarov. They had similarities and differences. An enormous, enormous Talmud Chacham, Beniglo Venister, Labavar Chachasid of the First Water. So he, Rav Zevin, in his drasha, so he suggests a different approach than the Rambam has. One that's very, I think, Lamaisa. He says, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us midos, but any midah can be used well or poorly. Midah of chesed, after Hashem lokecha, after reecha kamocha. But in Tilim, also in the 52nd parak, the Python speaks about someone who's a hafta rami tov. People could invest their love and their goodness into loving evil. Ava could be used well or poorly. Gemara, and some of you may have come across the very, very end of Masechta Shabbos, Kufshin Vav. The Gemara says different people are born with different personalities. The Gemara talks about in terms of mazalos. But regardless, a person is born with a particular personality. So Gemara says you have some people who are born with a more bloody personality, but how are you going to use it? Are you going to become a shochet? You become a butcher? You become a moel? Are you going to become a chayal? Or are you going to use that bloodiness in Rachmanis in a terrible way? Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us midos, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us strengths of character, but what we do with it can be done, they're not morally good or bad. It's up to you to decide how you're going to use the kochos that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you. So Rav Zevin suggests, not like he says, the Rambam's kasha doesn't get started. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was machped leiv paro. That's right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave paro a lot of toughness. He had a strong personality. He had a strong personality. He says, Chsiyash HaSvarim, Rav Zevin says, the Svarim HaKadosh didn't talk about paro, the same letters as Ha'orev. Sukkim talk about Klal Yisrael as being Kshei, or again and again, we're Kshei Orev, we're a stiff-necked people. You've heard now the term Orev as being the home front, Pikud Ha'orev, because it's forward and behind. Behind the soldiers is the home front. So you can have a stiff neck, a stiff Orev. Sometimes Klal Yisrael get into trouble in the Midbar, because we're Kshei Orev and we're stubborn, we're not listening to Kadosh Baruch Hu's instructions. But throughout our history, being a Kshei Orev has kept us together. We're still here, surviving and thriving, learning the same Torah more than 3,000 years later, keeping the same mitzvahs, because we're an Am Kshei Orev. We have, on the whole, used our toughness incredibly well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Paro the Mida also of Ha'orev. Paro is Ha'orev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I gave Paro incredible toughness. Not surprising, one of the leading emperors of the ancient Near East would be a man with a lot of guts. He had a lot of toughness. So did Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu used his toughness to stand up to Paro and say, I have a message of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Paro could have used his toughness to stare down his people and say, the right thing to do is to let the Jews go. We're going to do it, even if it's unpopular. Instead, Paro used that same Kashius Orev, that strength, he used it poorly. But it wasn't, Rav Zevin suggested, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Paro, here's what you're going to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Paro a strength. It was up to Paro to decide how to invest that strength, how to leverage that strength, how to deploy that strength. He had his strength, he could have used it well. Unfortunately, Paro chose to use it very poorly. But that idea is at the heart of Hasmadavik. What's Hasmadavik all about? What, to be a masman for 1 week? That's not the goal. That's not the goal. That's not the goal. I'm sure Rebbeim have said. I assume it's Hasmada week because we're in the middle of Shovavim. And maybe it's Hasmada week because Al Pi Rav Zevin, these are the weeks that Pesukim talk about this idea of radical Bechira Chavshus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you kochos, you decide how to use them. But sometimes you don't even realize what you're made of. So often we have so much more potential than we even think is inside. I could never do that. The point of a Hasmada week is not only to learn Shtark for 1 week. That itself is already Kedai. Gra writes, I don't need the Gra. Going back to Tanakh and Chazal, a word of Torah is precious. To have learned well for a week is itself of inestimable value, unimaginable Olam Haba. But the goal is much bigger than only this week of learning. The goal is I'm going to push myself, I'm going to discover that, you know, when you're in the postseason, Lahavdil, all of a sudden you discover kaychas you had that you didn't know you had. But when you need it and you're really pushing, all of a sudden you find you're capable of so much more than you thought. The goal is not just to use those kochos that one time, leave it all on the field and leave it behind. The goal is to discover, when you stretch, you discover, I'm capable of more than I thought. Ah, that means there are kochos inside that I now know I can tap into. I didn't even know I had those kochos inside. I never believed in myself enough. But I push myself and I go all of a sudden I say, wow, I can actually do this. So now I have to make decisions. Now that I know that I have kochos I didn't realize I had, so now I'm going to start to think about how I'm going to use those kochos. And that's that next step. That's that step of Bechir Chafshish that, again, as we said, to go back to where we began, at the heart of tshuva, which at its core is positive growth going forward, At the heart of growth is recognizing how much you're capable of. And recognize that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you kochos, more kochos than you think, and you have the ability to choose how you're going to use them. That is yisod for this week. That's yisod for this year. That's yisod for the next decade. That's yisod for a lifetime. A lifetime of growth depends, number one, as the Mesillas Sharim bangs home again and again and again, a lifetime of growth depends first here. First as bonus. It starts with how you think, having a more accurate self-perception, and change the way I think about myself and my goals and my capabilities and how I think about the role of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in my life, as Rabbi Peres was just speaking about. We live in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, and then Maisa will flow from that. That's Yisod HaYisodos. And that's why Bechir Chafsh is at the core, absolutely at the core of Tshuva. And that's hopefully you're going to walk out of a Hasmada week. We can joke, and it's true, that in Enkem Echein Tari, you have to have a good lunch, you can head to the Beis HaMedrash for a solid second Seder, a night Seder, and to learn aftermath, absolutely. And to take all of that and don't just end there. That's the beginning. The end of Hasmada week is not the end. The end of Hasmada week is the beginning. Then you have to ask yourself real questions. Okay, so what taka are my koichas? And what am I dreaming for what I'm going to look like at the end of this year? What am I dreaming of how I'm going to look like in 3 years from now, in 5 years from now, in 10 years from now? What am I busy with? And what's my day going to look like? And what's my family mitzvah going to look like? And where am I going to be living? And what am I busy with? And what's going to be the ikkar of my life? What's going to be the tough of my life? These are real questions. These are real questions to think about this week and over the next couple of months, and mitzvah over the next couple of years.